Brian Anderson will join us at high noon. Tim May, Letterman Row, and Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 1:20. In fact, I'll kind of tease just one of these things here. I'm looking really, really looking forward to Sunday. You're going to want to be in your seats at halftime. I don't know who's playing. We haven't heard yet. I heard they might announce it today. You know what they're doing at halftime?
No, what are they doing?
Flag football game with alumni.
No.
That's the word on the street, man. Yes.
Oh.
How many ambulances do they need?
I was just going to say, this is a bad idea. This is like, I'll never forget.
Oh, no, are you kidding? I'm just wondering who they're bringing back. Who's going to play?
Oh, no. That's a bad idea. These guys are only wired one way.
Oh, come on. They're playing against their old teammates. They'll have fun.
These guys are only wired one way, man. And the human body can't move like it used to. Your brain can move like it used to. The body doesn't move like it used to.
I don't think Bernie's in great shape right now, but I don't think they would put, maybe they put him out there for one pass.
I'll never forget, I was talking with the former trainer of where I coach basketball, or I used to coach basketball, coach track now.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget him looking at me and going, the scariest part of my job isn't the athletes. The scariest part of my job are when the coaches go, all right, I'm hopping in, let's play. He's like, that's when I'm immediately on high alert. He's like, that's torn ACL, torn Achilles, pulled hammy. Like, that is just golden for that.
Yeah, it's like I watch some of these hockey practices where coaches think it's a good idea to hop out without a helmet on. I thought that same way until 2000 when I saw a puck hit me in the back of the head while I was wearing a baseball cap. Never again. I actually, the guy I was coaching with was my high school coach, right?
Right.
And so this, I'm standing, I don't know why, I was trying to jump in front of the net. And I'm like, shoot. The kid had the puck out at the blue line. And I'm like, shoot, shoot, shoot. And so he does. And all of a sudden, I see the puck rising and rising. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's coming from my head. And so I duck out of the way. And you have a little bone right here, you know, in the back of your head. It just nicked me. I mean, I don't even think the puck, it didn't hit me square.
Ooh.
It just nicked me. And the next thing I know, man, I'm like, I go down on one knee. And I look at my coach, John Malloy, who a lot of people know. And I'm coaching with him at this time, right? And I go down on one knee, and I'm kind of hanging onto my stick. And he looks at me, and he goes, are you okay? I go, yeah, of course I'm okay. And I go, why? And he goes, well, you just got hit with a puck. And I go, okay, it doesn't bother me. You're not taking me out of the game. And he looked at me like I was crazy, because I was at the time.
Of course.
And he goes, what are you talking about? I go, you're not taking me out of this game. I'm not going to the bench. And he goes, Andy, hey, you coach with me now. You don't play for me anymore. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then I got up, and I got really dizzy, and I ended up going back over to the bench. And I was just like, and I won't go anywhere near the ice now without a helmet on. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. No, you have to deal with it every day because you have to talk to me now. Like when I can't remember somebody's name, that's why.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have the same exact problem often.
True. Good point. All right. Let's go back and talk a little bit about what Tiki had to say, because I thought he had some really interesting stuff. In particular, I don't know, you caught something that you were really into.
So he brought up the whole too high thing, which has been finding its way all over the place. And for those of you who don't know what that means, like it's not that complicated. It's basically an idea of the modern defense. The best way to put it is two safeties are sitting on top. The idea is to put a dome on the offense.
It's the deepest part of the field, right?
They're basically just putting a dome, and they're saying, you are not going to hit anything past 20 yards on us. We are putting just a roof right on top of your offense. And the whole idea was to stop Patrick Mahomes and to stop Mike McDaniel and to stop these Shanahan offenses from taking these shots.
Wow.
Don't change the rules. Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber put it better than anybody else. Just run the ball. That's what they want you to do. Those safeties are so far back. Run the ball. Run the ball. Because those two safeties being 10 yards down the field or even further, they got to come all the way up. So if you bust that hole, that's how you beat this system. You run the ball. Run the ball. Run the ball. Run the ball. Or have Aaron Rodgers, who had this to say on the matter after the game. And what did Aaron Rodgers do last night? He found the guys who are 10 yards down the field because he's Aaron Rodgers and he's the most patient quarterback we've ever seen. And he said, oh, you're going to put the dome on? Fine, I'll nickel and dime you down the field. Good luck stopping me now.
I don't know. Jabril Peppers is still standing like in the Muni lot making coverage on plays at the west end of the stadium. I mean, Does anyone want to tell him the game's over? He's been standing out there for like 7 or 8 years right now. So, all right, we've got Brian Anman up at high noon. Tim May will join us at 1 o'clock from Glenwood Road. You know what to do at 1:40. It's quick predict. So all these great things coming up. Baskin and Phelps. We're going to talk about some things concerning the Browns, and not really a concern, just things going on the outside. We'll do that next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.